101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.
Welcome to Talking Movies. I'm Spling. This week we're talking about a darkly comedic biographical drama. Blackberry is loosely based on the book Losing Signal, the untold story behind the extraordinary rise and spectacular fall of Blackberry. The story tracks the creation, meteoric rise and devastating fall of the world's first smartphone from the perspective of its founders. A fictional account, BlackBerry centers on Douglas Fregan and Mike Lazaridis, whose foundational efforts at Research in Motion, or RIM, were catapulted by investor Jim Balsillie. Seemingly overnight, the three men revolutionized the way people work, communicate, and connect. Celebrities, politicians, and businessmen are now addicted to their BlackBerries. The company's value skyrockets, yet within a few short years, shady business dealings, personal grievances, and perhaps most dangerously, the iPhone threaten the company's incredible success. Written, directed by, and starring Matt Johnson, this is a monumental passion project for the actor and filmmaker who began preliminary work on the script with co-writer Matthew Miller in 2017. Johnson used his experiences and insights from being at the forefront of breakout production company Zapruder Films in the mid-2000s to inform the workplace dynamic in BlackBerry. Johnson cites the Clinton presidential-run miniseries The War Room as a visual influence. There are also similarities to series such as The Office, 30 Rock, and Silicon Valley, adopting a mockumentary style with a reality TV feel. While there's a strong dose of comedy and satire that connects these influences, the movie has more substance and weight. Comparable with David Fincher's masterpiece, The Social Network, both films tackle the backroom politics and business ramifications of unleashing revolutionary and game-changing products into the marketplace. It's difficult not to think of The Social Network when BlackBerry's sharp-witted and smart comedy drama shifts into top gear. Citing Adam McKay's comedy drama The Big Short as a direct influence, BlackBerry lands among these lofty contemporaries in terms of its funny and intelligent brand of entertainment. While the tech comedy drama has already garnered numerous international awards, it also managed to rewrite film history with a slew of nominations in its home country where the BlackBerry smartphone was born. This makes BlackBerry the most nominated film in the history of the Canadian Screen Awards, winning 14 out of 17 nominations, including Best Motion Picture. Johnson is best known for indie hits Operation Avalanche and Nirvana, the band, the show, but BlackBerry will now serve as his calling card, showcasing the triple threat's knack for screenwriting, direction, and acting. Taking on the role of Douglas Fregan, there's a similar unconventional pop culture energy to Judah Friedlander's take as Frank from 30 Rock. In a similar writer's room dynamic, Johnson has a unique perspective, becoming the glue to BlackBerry as the story pivots on the corporate and political maneuvers of Lazaridis and Balsillie. Johnson operates behind and in front of the camera, but it's no secret who BlackBerry's stars are, with Jay Baruchel and Glenn Howerton riding up front in the star-making vehicle. Baruchel has been a bit quiet on the film front over the last decade, if you exclude his ongoing voice work with How to Train Your Dragon. Crossing over to regular series work, Baruchel shows he's still got the stuff in an unrecognizable turn as Lazaridis. The big find in BlackBerry is Glenn Howerton as Jim Balsillie. While Jay Baruchel's white hair serves as a great reinvention for the actor, Howerton goes bald in BlackBerry. Best known for his recurring role in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Howerton is an absolute fireball as the cantankerous Balsillie. Calling the shots, bending the rules, and susceptible to flare-ups, his spring-loaded powerhouse performance as Balsillie is award-worthy. While BlackBerry leans on its lead trio, it also stars Michael Ironside, Saul Rubinek, and Kerry Ilves in key supporting roles. Ironside is the next best thing to Jack Nicholson and even recalls the legendary actor's performance from The Departed. It's difficult to forget Saul Rubinek's charming and warm performance as Daphne's jilted lawyer boyfriend from Frasier, and Kerry Ilves is devastatingly nutty in a role usually assigned to Chevy Chase. Taking place in the 90s, BlackBerry transports audiences back to the heydays of the global smartphone brand. An entertaining mix of comedy and drama from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to Army of Darkness, the artifacts and music from the age carry a deep nostalgia. Captured through many iconic t-shirts worn by Matt Johnson, there's a strong connection to the age, thanks to accurate production design, props, hair, and wardrobe. A heady throwback, BlackBerry is elevated by its documentary edge, sharp writing, strong performances, off-handed comedy, and some madcap energy around the early 2000s tech scene. While the fictional account does take some big swings, it remains an entertaining and rewarding rise-and-fall tale that captures the essence of the generation-defining device. Sharing parallels with the likes of The Office, Silicon Valley, and 30 Rock, its familiar vibrations will resonate with fans of these series. Punching above its weight and delivering a similar intensity to its workplace drama, BlackBerry more than earns its comparisons to The Social Network and The Big Short. For more movie reviews, interviews, and previous Talking Movies podcasts, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.
One 101.3 FM. This is Fine Music Radio.